It's the start of a new campaign, your first competitive game as Limerick boss, probably a first game for a lot of the younger players in the panel to be a part of as well. Exciting times, I'm sure the vibe is one of excitement coming into this one.
Yeah, look, the girls are excited, they've done a lot of training, so it's all about getting it started. And yeah, look, there's going to be nerves as well. And nerves are always going to be part and parcel of us, but we're looking forward. We want to get started and see exactly where we are and how much we've come on and trained in the last couple of weeks.
Plenty of new faces in the panel as well this campaign, a bit of a changeover from last year with some younger talent coming through the ranks as well.
Yeah, there was a lot of work done underage Limerick the last few years. The underage has been very successful in number-wise participation, development squads, and those faces are coming through. A lot of these girls have played under 14, 16, minor, under 21s with Limerick, so even though they're young, they still have a lot of experience, so we're hoping to build on that again, and our priority this year is build for the future with the girls and get them, get out of Division 4, get out of Junior, and get up the ranks and get up as high as we can and set things and standards for these girls so they know what to expect going forward playing at inter-county level for the county.
Yeah, just to kind of go back on that point a small bit, Donal, I know this, obviously this is just the beginning of the journey and you'll hope to hit certain targets this year, but as you say, also the start of what you hope is maybe a wider picture for the future of ladies football in the county.
Yes, look, again, look, we're competitive, we want to do well, that's the whole thing. But we have to be conscious well that a lot of these girls, this is their first year doing strength conditioning. So that will take time to build with them, that structure. That strength and conditioning is such an important part of any inter-county sport that's on at the moment, whether it be the men's, female, hockey, camogie, whatever. Strength and conditioning is huge. So we're trying to build those girls, but you know, they're literally being taught in the gym how to use the equipment properly so they know how to use it when they go to the gym themselves. They'll be able to do it and do it properly. And it's just getting the mental side of it right. And like the older girls have bought into it, they're used to going to the gym. Younger girls, because they're naturally fit, it's just getting them to do it at a younger age and what's expected of them.
Carlo up first, obviously, and you talk about maybe the mentality of some of the younger players and this will be an experience for them. I'm sure they'll rely on some of the more experienced players and yourself and the backroom team, obviously, to guide them through it. But an away trip to Carlo to start off the campaign, I mean, it's not the easiest game, but at the same time, it's a great challenge to start off with.
It is a great challenge. And look, Carlo came to Limerick last year and beat Limerick. And 2 years ago, Limerick went to Carlo and got a draw. So it's not going to be an easy game, by all means. You know, Carlo have put it up for the last 2 years to Limerick. They've made huge strides their last couple of years themselves in ladies football. Before, they were one of the lower teams that people expected to win. That's changed, and again, it's all for the better of the game. Yeah, it's a tough one. And look, do we know anything about Carlo? We don't, unfortunately. And look, Carlo, we're going in a bit blind, but look, once we do our job, do what we've done in training, and stick to what we'd like to see a positive result on Sunday for the girls.
What are you looking for in an opening performance, Donal? Obviously, you're looking for a result, hopefully, at the end of the day. But in terms of the performance, what are you looking for?
Well, again, stuff we've worked on in training. We want the girls to do what we're doing in training. We want them to give everything they have on the field. You have to give the full 60 minutes. I learned a very valuable lesson years ago. Someone that said, if you're playing a team in Cork and they're 10 goals ahead, they're looking for the 11th, and it's not out of disrespect. The idea is they want to play to the full capacity, to the full intention, to the full 6 minutes. So the day that's needed, they have it in the tank. So what we want is the girls to give a full intensity game for the full 60-odd minutes to get used to playing at inter-county level, not to relax at any time, because the game can turn so quick. Especially in ladies football, it can turn very quick. You know, a team could get in top for 5 minutes and score a few goals. Next minute, you're a couple of goals down. So that's what we're looking for. It's performance more than anything else. That's the main thing. The result, of course, we'd love the result, but the performance is the main thing we want out of the girls on Sunday.
And I suppose just finally, Donal, the panel and the team that will be heading to Carlow, I'm sure they're made up of plenty of numerous clubs across the city and county, but it's very much I suppose a united front now needs to be put on, and as you've said before, it's a massive privilege to put on that green jersey, and whoever goes out there and starts the game, they have a job on their hands to try and keep that jersey for the following game.
Oh, look, 100%. County jersey is a lovely thing to say you wore and you represent your county. And the girls are told, and even the girls in the panel, that we want them fighting for the jersey. We want, when you come on, get that jersey. And that'll bring competition, healthy competition to the girls. So no one can rest on the laurels thinking, well, I'm fine, I'm playing. That's what we don't want. We want them to drive each other on, bring the best out of one another. And that's our long-term vision, that the girls will push one each other on, healthy competition, nothing wrong with it at all, absolutely brilliant. And that's Fagini again, county jersey, a lovely honour for the girls, and especially some of the girls on Sunday. It'll be a first time putting on the county jersey at adult grade, which is a huge honour for their families, their clubs, and everyone involved. Brilliant.